This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of leg nerve entrapment syndromes from the foot and ankle section on orthobullets.com. The specific leg nerve entrapment syndromes that we'll discuss in this episode include the ilioinguinal nerve, the obturator nerve, the lateral femoral cutaneous nerve, the sciatic nerve, saphenous neuritis, common peroneal nerve entrapment, superficial peroneal nerve entrapment, deep peroneal nerve entrapment, posterior tibial nerve entrapment, lateral plantar nerve entrapment, medial plantar nerve entrapment, sural nerve entrapment, and interdigital neuroma. So starting off with ilioinguinal nerve entrapment, this can be caused by hypertrophied abdominal muscles as a result of intensive training. Hyperesthesia is common, and the pain is worse with hyperextension of the hip. Treatment is typically operative, specifically a surgical release, and this is indicated when there's failure of non-operative management. Moving on to obturator nerve entrapment, this is found in patients with well-developed hip adductors, for example, in skaters. This can cause chronic medial thigh pain, and nerve conduction studies can help establish diagnosis. Treatment is typically non-operative and supportive. Lateral femoral cutaneous nerve entrapment can lead to pain on the lateral aspect of the proximal leg, and this is known as muralgia paresthetica. Lateral femoral cutaneous nerve entrapment is exacerbated by tight belts and prolonged hip flexion. Treatment is typically non-operative, and it specifically involves physical therapy and NSAIDs. Postural exercises and release of compressive devices are the mainstays of therapy. Sciatic nerve entrapment can occur anywhere along the course of the nerve. The most common locations include at the level of the ischial tuberosity or at the piriformis muscle. This is otherwise known as piriformis syndrome. Saphenous neuritis is compression of the saphenous nerve, usually at Hunter's canal. This is also known as surfer's neuropathy. It is caused by kneeling for long periods of time, and symptoms typically include pain inferior and medial to the knee. Treatment is typically non-operative and specifically can include knee pads, and this is indicated as the first line of treatment. Moving on to the common peroneal nerve, this nerve can be compressed behind the fibula by a ganglion cyst or injured by a direct blow. Fusion of the proximal tibiofibular joint may be needed to prevent cyst recurrence. Moving on to superficial peroneal nerve entrapment, this is typically due to a fascial defect, usually approximately 12 centimeters proximal to the lateral malleolus, where it exits the fascia of the anterolateral leg. Mechanisms of superficial peroneal nerve entrapment include inversion injury and or fascial defect. As far as presentation, superficial peroneal nerve entrapment will manifest with numbness and tingling over the dorsum of the foot and worsens with plantar flexion and inversion of the foot. Treatment can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management involves observation and is usually the preferred treatment. Operative options include fascial release, which may be indicated in refractory cases or for elite athletes. Deep peroneal nerve entrapment can be caused by the inferior extensor retinaculum. This is also known as anterior tarsal syndrome. For more information about anterior tarsal syndrome, look out for the podcast episode about deep peroneal nerve entrapment. Posterior tibial nerve entrapment is also known as tarsal tunnel syndrome. And for more information about tarsal tunnel syndrome, look out for the podcast episode about tarsal tunnel syndrome. Lateral plantar nerve entrapment is caused by compression of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve, also known as Baxter's nerve, which is a branch to the abductor digiti quinti. This is a common nerve entrapment in the running athlete, and it becomes compressed between the fascia of the abductor hallucis longus and the medial side of the quadratus plantae. Again, the lateral plantar nerve becomes compressed between the fascia of the abductor hallucis longus and the medial side of the quadratus plantae. Treatment is typically operative, specifically surgical release of the abductor hallucis fascia. Medial plantar nerve entrapment is secondary to compression of the medial plantar nerve at the point where the FDL and FHL cross. This is otherwise known as the knot of Henry. This condition is also known as jogger's foot. The most common cause of compression of the medial plantar nerve is foot orthotics. Treatment is typically non-operative and specifically will involve discontinuation of the foot orthosis. Sural nerve entrapment can occur anywhere along the course of the nerve. It is most vulnerable 12 to 15 millimeters distal to the tip of the fibula as the foot rests in the equinus position. Treatment is typically operative and will involve surgical release. Finally, an interdigital neuroma is also known as Morton's neuroma, and for more information on that, be sure to look out for the episode about interdigital or Morton's neuroma. Okay, now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 50-year-old male presents with ongoing plantar medial heel pain for the past few months. It is associated with the first step in the morning and eases up after he takes a few additional steps. He has attempted physical therapy, including Achilles stretching, heel cups, and ice massage with no relief. On physical examination, there is pain over the plantar medial heel with a Tinel sign elicited just proximal to the abductor hallucis musculature. The pain radiates to the base of the fifth metatarsal. A Tinel sign over the posterior tibial nerve is not found. Innervation to which anatomic structure is most likely affected in this patient? And the choices are 1. Abductor hallucis, 2. Abductor digiti minimi, 3. FDL, 4. FHL, and 5. Plantar fascia. The correct answer to this question is 2. Abductor digiti minimi. So based on the clinical history and the findings on examination, the patient has entrapment of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve, otherwise known as Baxter's nerve. This will implicate nerve supply to the abductor digiti minimi. To quickly review, compression of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve, otherwise known as Baxter's nerve, can be associated with plantar medial heel pain. This may be confused with plantar fasciitis. Patients with this nerve compression often have pain with compression at the origin of the abductor hallucis. The nerve travels dorsal to the fascia of the abductor hallucis and plantar to the quadratus plantae. Taping the nerve at the origin of the abductor hallucis may elicit pain that radiates towards the fifth metatarsal as this nerve supplies the abductor digiti minimi. Ostuna et al. Retrospectively evaluated neurogenic causes of subcalcaneal heel pain in 20 patients or 25 heels. Patients were evaluated with the use of electrodiagnostic modalities such as EMG. This was compared to a control group of patients without heel pain. In 88% of heels, EMG was positive for signs of lateral plantar nerve entrapment. Moving on to the next question. Following application of a short leg cast, a patient reports a complete foot drop. A compression injury of the peroneal nerve at the fibular neck is confirmed by electrical studies. Which of the following muscles is expected to be the last to recover function during the ensuing months? And the choices are 1. Extensor digitorum longus, 2. Flexor digitorum longus, 3. Peroneus longus, 4. Extensor hallucis longus, and 5. Tibialis anterior. The correct answer to this question is 4. Extensor hallucis longus. So the recovery process from peroneal nerve palsy may take many months as axonal regrowth occurs. Of the muscles listed, the extensor hallucis is innervated most distally by the peroneal nerve. The flexor digitorum longus is innervated by the tibial nerve. Moving on to the next question. A 40-year-old runner complains of heel pain for 4 months. He reports tenderness over the abductor hallucis origin with a positive Tinel sign radiating to the lateral foot. The pain worsens with prolonged activity. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the choices are 1. Plantar fasciitis, 2. Heel fat pad fat atrophy, 3. Compression of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve, otherwise known as Baxter's nerve, 4. Achilles tendonitis, and 5. Tarsal tunnel syndrome. The correct answer to this question is 3. Compression of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve, or Baxter's nerve. So patients with distal entrapment of the lateral plantar nerve or its branches usually present with chronic heel pain that has been present for 9 to 12 months. Many of their symptoms are similar to plantar fasciitis, especially the location of their pain and their startup pain. In addition to the mechanical symptoms of plantar fasciitis, they present with neuritic pain that is unrelated to weight bearing or loading of the foot. Baxter and Thigpen describe the biomechanical basis for the entrapment of the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve in the athlete. They propose that entrapment results from the stretching and tethering of the plantar nerves, which are encased in the abductor hallucis deep fascia leashes, and from the hypertrophy of the small foot muscles, as well as from the increased forces in the hind foot in the running athlete that create additional microtrauma to the runner's medial heel structures. They also noted that most of their patients with sports-related injuries had a normally arched or cavus-type foot. Moving on to the next question. Which nerve innervates the abductor digiti quinti and can be compressed as it travels under the fascia of the abductor hallucis muscle, leading to symptoms of plantar heel pain? And the choices are 1. Medial plantar, 2. Medial calcaneal, 3. Sural, 4. Superficial peroneal, and 5. First branch of the lateral plantar nerve. The correct answer to this question is 5, first branch of the lateral plantar nerve. So most of the plantar aspect of the foot derives its sensory innervation from the plantar nerves, which are the terminal sensory branches of the tibial nerve. The lateral plantar nerve innervates the abductor digiti quinti and travels across the heel just anterior to the medial tuberosity of the calcaneus. The first branch of the lateral plantar nerve passes between the deep taut fascia of the abductor hallucis muscle and the medial caudal margin of the medial head of the quadratus plantae muscle. The superficial branch of the peroneal nerve supplies the dorsum of the foot except the first web space, which is innervated by the deep branch. The sural nerve supplies that lateral aspect of the foot and not the plantar surface. Baxter et al. Showed good to excellent results in 89% of patients where they decompressed the first branch of the lateral plantar nerve for medial heel pain. And moving on to the final question, a competitive marathoner reports 6 months of pain over the lateral distal leg and dysesthesia over the dorsum of the foot. There is a tender fullness over the distal lateral fibula with a positive Tinel sign. There is normal motor strength, but pain with passive plantar flexion and inversion of the ankle. The most appropriate surgical treatment is, and the choices are 1, repair muscle herniation and closure of the fascial defect, 2, fascial release and superficial peroneal neurolysis, 3, fascial release of all 4 compartments, 4, superficial peroneal neurectomy, and 5, lumbar discectomy. The correct answer to this question is 2, fascial release and superficial peroneal neurolysis. So this is a case of superficial peroneal nerve entrapment by the fascial opening in the distal leg. It is classically exacerbated by plantar flexion and inversion of the foot. Treatment involves release of the fascial opening to reduce this traction phenomenon. Sridhara et al. Reported on 2 cases that were successfully treated by surgical decompression of the nerve at the bulge by fasciotomy. They described the following findings. 1. A decrease in sensation on the foot dorsum over the cutaneous distribution of the nerve with sparing of the first web space. 2. A soft tissue bulge over the anterolateral leg 10 centimeters above the lateral malleolus. 3. A Tinel sign over the bulge. 4. An increase in the size of the bulge either with resisted ankle dorsiflexion or weight bearing. And 5. Tenderness over the bulge or distally over the terminal sensory branches of the superficial peroneal nerve. Stiff et al. Published a more recent series of 17 patients or 19 legs with entrapment of the superficial peroneal nerve. They performed decompression of the superficial peroneal tunnel in 14 patients and local fasciotomy in 3. 14 patients or 80% were free from symptoms or satisfied with the result. That's all for this review about leg nerve entrapment syndromes. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.